Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, Professor Stan Temple thaws the winter freeze. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now the man who wonders what's so unrare as a day in January. It's Michael Feldman.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're very welcome.
We're changing the tone now.
I was thinking that I might read like the guy who read the four disclaimers, all of my copy from now on. Maybe I should read like a classic radio host, announcer, something like that.
Yeah, okay. Think about that.
Well.
Well, you know, each week at this time, read actual memos sent in from actual listeners. And also comments, such as this one from Joyce Weldon. In New Gloucester?
Gloucester.
That was close, though. Maine. Maine?
Maine.
Mm-hmm. Listened in Connecticut, and now she listens online, I guess. About the local news, she says her paper runs dispatch news every day, which more and more gives us a good laugh, like the naked man who jumped the fence to strangle the dog and bite the owner. No, tell us about that one. Then there was a man who robbed a bank and ran across the street to another bank to hide. Then there's the governor of New Hampshire who doesn't want to raise a tax on beer right now because the Patriots might make it to the Super Bowl. And also, this sounds like one of your lists, Jeff. And also, a lady who robbed a Dunkin' Donut or the front cash box and left her flip-flops behind. The police got her DNA from the shoe and found her in jail, where she was arrested for another crime that day. This is a good... I like to get this paper. I got to subscribe. It's good stuff. My husband and I believe it is a requirement for criminals to be dumb after reading some of these everyday articles in our paper. Just thought you'd get a laugh. Thanks for the show. Thank you, Joyce Weldon. And new...
Gloucester.
Gloucester. How do you say the sauce, the Worcestershire? Sorry.
This is a great question.
Yeah.
Worcestershire?
Oh.
I don't know if that's right. Is that right? I don't know.
You're asking me? Anyone have a different pronunciation of the sauce?
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire. You say it like that. Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Yeah, good. All right, here's an actual memo. Actually, a couple of them here, since they're both bathroom memos. You know, most of the memos are actually bathroom memos. And I got tens of thousands of them now, and they're all basically the same thing, but what the heck. Here it is from, it goes out to everybody, from somebody, and it says, rescheduled for Thursday. We need to perform some plumbing work in conjunction with the renovation of the new restroom, in caps, by the way. It's a good one. Therefore, we will be closing down the West End restrooms from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. date tomorrow. Thursday. By closing them down, I mean no flushing of the toilets, urinals, or utilizing the sinks. This only applies to the west side restrooms of the building. Apologize for the incontinence. You know, and it's the first time that word has been misused properly. We get a lot of incontinence thing. First time it actually works. So I thought that was memorable. And there's this one, too, as a bonus. Goes out to everybody, again, from somebody. This is from work, okay. Please be advised that when Phoenix Services is cleaning the restrooms, they either block the door with the cleaning cart or place a sign to obstruct entry. Request that you please utilize another restroom in another location that is provided within the building. We thank you for your cooperation and assistance with housekeeping. Oh, that wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. Anyhow, thank you for those memos. There was no upshot. I'm sorry. I thought there was an upshot. I should read these before I do. Okay. So where can they send all these the memos, the letters, the comments?
Oh, they can send memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos.
Okay.
Or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Yeah.